We're in the middle of Torah Memtes and Likud Imran. We're up to paragraph Hey. The main theme behind in this Torah and Likud Imran so far has been two or three major issues. Number one, Rabbeinu Zal explained, gave a short comparison between the Arizal's explanation as to how and why Hashem created the world, and Rabbeinu Zal showed how that has to take place inside a person. In order for a person to go through a creation for Yiddishkeit, a creation to be able to do mitzvos and ma'asim tovim, and to get to accomplish what the person has to accomplish. That was one major concept. The second major concept Rabbeinu Zal spoke about was the Aliyas HaMalchus, elevating the Malchus of Hashem, and how that was connected to the upper Shechina, which he called Bina, the heart, the connection between the mouth and the heart, Ula Ovdoi B'cholavavchem, that when a person davens, the tefillah coming out of the mouth, representing Malchus, with Kavonas HaLev, with concentration from the heart, representing the upper Shechina, and the Aliyah of both Shechinas. Rabbeinu Zal called it Oviv, Aleph and Bey, the Besa Iloh and Besa Tato. That was the second major issue. And he also emphasized tremendously the importance of Shmiras HaMachshava, about what's accomplished when a person thinks Machshava is Toivois in their heart, and Chas HaShalom the opposite, what happens when a person has Machshava is Rois. That's the whole key to getting started on the right track, the person's thinking process. And this is where we're up to now, paragraph Hey. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas hashir sheyisar losid. This is also connected to the fact that the Torah says that in the future, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a special song that's going to be sung. V'hu shir poshut kofel mishulash maruba. And it's brought that song is going to be single, double, triple, and quadruple. V'heim asoro mine negina. And this refers to the 10 types of song. Because what this is actually referring to is a song that's based on the name of Hashem, which consists of 4 letters. Yud, 1 letter, then Yud K, 2 letters, then Yud K Vav, 3 letters, then Yud K Vav K, 4 letters. That's this concept of single, double, triple, and quadruple. And when you do it that way, Yud, then Yud He, that's 1 letter plus 2 letters, then Yud K Vav plus another 3 letters, then Yud K Vav K plus another 4 letters, it adds up to a total of 10 letters. It starts with 4 letters, Dalit, and the Achirayim of it is 10 letters. That's this concept of the Shir Poshut Kofel Meshulash Maruba, which is the 10 types of song. Ze Bechinas Hey. That also corresponds to the Hey that we mentioned earlier, the Hey which symbolized the Malchus. Shehi Dalit Im Yud. The Sforim say that a Hey is made up of 2 letters, a Dalit and a Yud. Dalid, the Dalid in this case, Zebechinas, Shir Poshut, Kofel, Meshulash, Maruba. The Dalid represents these 4 levels of song, single, double, triple, and quadruple. Yud, Zebechinas, Asoro, Mine, Negina. Yud represents the 10 different types of song, of which the Sefer Tehillim is based on. Vize Alidei, Hizgalus, Malchusoi. How will this special song be generated? It'll be generated through the revelation of the Malchus of Hashem, Bebechinas Soro al Kol Hoilam, which refers to Hashem's Malchus being acknowledged over the whole world, just like it says by Soro that she ruled over the whole world. Soro lived 127 years, which symbolized rulership over the 127 countries which make up the whole world. The Soro, Zebechinas Shir. And Sora, which represents Malchus, kingdom, is called Srora. The word Sora is also similar to the word Shir, to sing. Bechinas v'shorim kacholalim. We quoted this pasuk earlier, which it's a word that has 2 meanings to it, Malchus and Shir. V'ze bechinas Malchus David. This is the symbol of the kingdom of David HaMelech. Shehu Bechinas Ne'im Zemirois Yisrael. And Dovan HaMelech is called the sweet singer of Bnei Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal is trying to show us here that you should know there's a definite connection between these 2 things, Malchus and Negina. And to the extent that a person is zeichet to be mesakein the Malchus, That's the extent that the person is zoche to have the negina b'shleimus. That's why David HaMelech, who was the epitome of shleimus in Malchus Tikdusha, he was known for his fantastic singing, and he was the one who gave us the 10 types of song, the Sefer Tehillim, which is composed of all 10 types of song. Because to the degree that a person has shleimus in Malchus, that's the degree that they have this ability of shleimus in negina. This was mentioned also in Torah Gimel and Likutei Moran over there, where Rabbeinu Zal spoke about Negina, and there also it was very much tied into the Tikkun of the Malchus. V'zeh Pirush, Rabbeinu Zal says, this was being said at Sheva Brachas for Rabbeinu Zal's daughter, who got married. His daughter Sarah, who got married. V'zeh Pirush, Itzach Gutza G'choin V'lochishlo. The Gemara says in Baba Metzia that if a person's wife is short, bend down and listen to her. V'lochishlo, Pirush Rashi, Shma Atzosa. Listen to her advice. Ki be'emes, Isho Yiras Hashem, Hi Bechinas Eitza. Because the truth is that the woman who represents Yiras Hashem, which is Malchus, we always say, because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ilmolei Moiro Shel Malchus, Ishes Reyo Chaim Baloi, this woman who represents Yiras Hashem, she is also the Bechina of Eitza, which is Bina. Eitza, advice, comes from understanding. In other words, these two Shechinas, Malchus and Bina, are actually one, as we spoke about last week. Now note, it's brought that these words, Isha, Yiras Hashem, the middle letters of these three words, the second letters of these three words, make up the word Sara. So Isha, Yiras Hashem, represents Malchus. And this Isha Yiras Hashem is also connected to Eitza, advice, which is Bina, because the two Shechinas are actually very closely connected. Kishahatfila, Hainu Bechinas Malchus, Beshiflus Ubekatnus. What this represents is that when a person's Tfila, which is synonymous with Malchus, when it's in a low Madrega, the Bechinas Itzach Gutza, which is symbolized by the Gemara saying, a wife that's short, meaning the Malchus is in a low level, it's in a low place. The Bechinas Ochais Lanu Ktano, as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, we have a sister who is small, representing the Malchus when it's at a low state. Bechinas Es Hamoer HaKoton, the moon, which is called the small lantern. Bebechinas atzosoi noifeles, which corresponds to the concept of a person who is lacking in advice. The Gemara says this refers to a person who doesn't have a wife, a person whose wife passes away, atzosoi noifeles. He loses a certain bechina of eitza. What happens? When that happens, when the malchus is in a low state, the eitza is noifel, morakotin, what happens? Tzorech lohokem oisa. We have to elevate the malchus. Bebechinas Okim es sukas David. As the Pasuk says, I will reinstate, I will elevate and establish the sukas David hanoifoles, which fell. The words sukas David, by the way, are begimatria malchus. 486. Exactly, without the vav. If the word sukas is spelled samach koftov, David vav dalet, it's begimatria malchus exactly, because it represents malchus. So when this Malchus, the Sukkah Zusara, and we know that Sukkah, which is usually Bina, represents Sara, Malchus, Shesachsa Baruach HaKodesh. The Torah says that one of the nicknames of Sara was Yiska, because Shesachsa Baruach HaKodesh, she was able to see Baruach HaKodesh. Sukkah, so we see that Sukkah is associated with Sara, Malchus in this case. The Sara is a Malchus. So when it falls, what do you have to do? You have to lift it, reinstate it. Bebechinas Atzas Hashem Hi Tokum. You have to be making the Atzas Hashem. You have to lift up and reestablish this Atzas Hashem. Bebechinas Shnei Hamaoirois Hagdoilim. To take the Moir HaKoton and reinstate it so that now they become, it's not Moir HaGodol and Moir HaKoton, you have Shnei Ma'eroi Sagdoilim, two powerful lanterns. V'zeh v'lochishlo tekabel atzoso, to accept her advice, which means to establish her advice. V'zeh alias hatfilo shehi balachash. And this is one example of this, of the alias hatfilo, is the Shmoin Esrei, which is Tfila Belachash. Note, it says here, Ulochushla, Loch means speak to her quietly, referring to accepting her advice, the Gemara said. Shehi avoido shebalev. This refers to the Iker Aliyas HaTfila, which is the Shmon Esrei, which is Tfila Belachash, which is called Avoida Shebalev. You don't hear it being said loud. The screaming is done internally, inside the heart. And here the Paparos L'Chochma explains, note, Tfila is Malchus. Why is it called Avoida Shebalev? The answer is because here again you see the connection between the two, that the Malchus and Bina, the Shechina Tato and the Shechina Ilah, are actually one and the same. And the Iker Tfila, the Iker Tikkun HaMalchus, is Tfila Balachash, the Shmon Esrei, which is called Avoida Shebalev, where it's not, you don't hear the sound coming out of the mouth, but rather the sound is taking place inside the heart. This symbolizes elevating the Malchus to the upper Shechina, to the heart, to Bina. Now Rabbi Nizal says, V'zeh Bechinas Tshuva. This is also the concept of Tshuva. Tshuva is also a concept of Malchus and Bina, the lower Shechina and the upper Shechina. K'may Shekosuv, Hukam Al. It says, Ne'um HaGever Hukam Al, that Dovid HaMelech was the person who established Al, means an elevation. He made an Aliyah. The Gemara says, what did he establish? Hukam Al, Oila Shel Tshuva. The Gemara says the Al over there refers to the fact that Dovid HaMelech was the one who established, set the example for Tshuva. Because even though he really didn't commit any type of sin, he allowed himself to be used as an example to teach other individuals that there's even tshuva for a yachid. Utshuva hi oisiois toshuv hei. Tshuva is made up of two words, toshuv hei, to return the hei to the yud kei vav. In Hashem's name yud kei vav kei, the last hei represents malchus, the first yud represents chachma, hei is bina, vav is Chesed Gevurah Tiferes Netzachoy Yisoid. Vav is six. It refers to the six spheroids of Chesed Gevurah Tiferes Netzachoy Yisoid. And the last hay is Malchus. When a person does Averois, they cause that last hay to be separated from Yudkei Vav. When a person does Tshuva, Tshuva is Toshuv Hay. They're taking that hay that was separated and sliding it back, returning it to the Yudkei Vav, making it whole again. So Rabbi Nizal says, Tshuva hi oiseis toshuv hei, shenasis midalid hei. The person takes the malchus, which was pogum. When a person does averos, he's pogim in the malchus. So the malchus becomes called a dalid. Dalit means dalus, poverty, a concept of a yerida. And when a person does tshuva, he fixes the malchus, that it's no longer called dalid, but he makes it a hei. How? How do you change dalit to a hei? By adding a yud. Yud is always the symbol of Kiddusha. The Gemara says, Ein Kiddusha pochos miyud. That whenever you have a quorum of 10 people, that's called Kiddusha. The Ikra Tshuva Tolu. So we see that Tshuva is Aliyah for the Malchus. It's being Mesakei Mehei. The Ikra Tshuva Tolu Belev. And yet the main Tshuva is dependent on the heart. Kamei Shekosu Ulevovoi Yovin Vishov. That when a Jew's heart starts understanding what it's supposed to understand, that's when the person does tshuva. So we see again that tshuva, which is Aliyas HaMalchus, is dependent on the heart, which is Bina, the upper Shechina. V'zeh Bechinas Mi Zoi Soile. This is related to what we had earlier, that the two Shechinas, Mi, which is Bina, and Zois, which is Malchus, Oile, go up together. Mi Im Zois Oile. The Zois is elevated through the Mi. What aliyah are we referring to here? We're referring to this korban that the Gemara referred to, the oila shel tshuva, the korban oila, which David HaMelech symbolically brought with his tshuva. Aliyoso shel tshuva in me. The aliyah of the malchus through tshuva is brought about through me, mem yud, which is 50, which is the symbol of bina. We mentioned that the Zohar Kodesh has like 20 psukim that it uses as proof. Zois is female. And Zois, Bechlal, represents Malchus. Zois Yerushalayim, Samtiha Bein Agoyim, which refers to Ragleho Yordai Smoves, knows the lowest part of the Kedusha, which is closest to the Klipois, surrounded by Klipois. A lot of other psukim. Now Rabbi Nizal says, "V'zeh bechinas gedoylot tshuva shemagas ad kisei hakavod." The Gemara says in Yuma that tshuva is so great that it reaches up to the heavenly throne. V'zeh gedoylot tshuva shemekareves hageula. And the Gemara also says that tshuva is so great that it brings about geula, redemption. Kilo osid liyoyim shekulei Shabbos, because in the future, when we're going to be zecha to have all day Shabbos, Yizgale oiraiso datiko stimo, there's going to be revealed the deepest secrets of Torah. Kamei shekosuv, oz tisanag al Hashem. Then the Jews are going to enjoy above Hashem. Al Hashem means upon Hashem. Rabbi Nizal says, al Hashem daiko hu atiko stimo. That term al Hashem refers to the deepest, the highest level of Kedusha, the secret, deep secrets of Torah. And that's the main pleasure on Shabbos, the fact that when a person receives the Neshama Yisera, their mind is opened up to be able to understand deeper portions of Torah than they could understand during the weekdays. The Shabbos zebechinas tshuva, and Shabbos is synonymous with tshuva. Kamei shekosuv, v'shavto ad Hashem alekecha. When the Torah commands us to do tshuva, it says shavto, and shavto is the same letters as the word Shabbos. So that Shabbos represents tshuva. Just like through Shabbos, a person is zeichet to understand deep secrets of Torah, when a person does tshuva also, that opens them up to be zeichet to these secrets of Torah. V'zeh bechinas gedoyla tshuva. Gedoyla tshuva means when you're magdil tshuva, kishema le tshuva. Mibechinas es hamoer hakoton, mibechinas ochois lanuktano, lebechinas gedula, lebechinas vohoya oer alavana karachama. When a person elevates the tshuva, which in this case is a nickname for malchus, toshuv hei, when he elevates the malchus, the moer hakoton, the ochois lanuktano, and he elevates it to the upper floor, to the upper shechina, lebechinas vohyor levona korachamo, shemagas at kisei hakovod, it reaches up to the kisei hakovod, which is the symbol of the upper shechina. We always say Rochel and Leah. Rochel represents the lower shechina, malchus. Leah represents the upper shechina, bina. Leah is called beiskasya, hidden. She's the one that's buried inside the Maros HaMachpelah, hiddenly, mechuse, covered up. Whereas Rachel Imeinu was buried out in the street, in a sense, out in the open, on that crossroads between Beit Lechem and of Beit Lechem. Hainu shaydeze yagia v'yasig oiraisa datika stimo. Through tshuva, which is synonymous with Shabbos, which is aliyas hamalchus, through that the person is zeichet to understand the deepest secrets of Torah. V'zeh kisei hakovoid, and that's why it says tshuva is so great, it reaches up to kisei hakovoid. Kisei means that which is covered up. Shemechasin oiso. Kisei hakovoid refers to that which is covered up. Bebchinas, referring to secrets of Torah. Bebchinas ukvosim lilvushayich, dvorim shem kivshoinoi sheloilam yetachas levushech. The Gemara says that refers to secrets of Torah which have to be clothed, covered up. Shemechasenoisa, which is kept covered, bebechinas kvodei delekim haster dovor. This refers to that deep portion of Torah where the respect for it is to keep it covered, hidden, secrets of Torah. V'zeh kisei hakovoid shemechasen mipnei kvodei delekim. We cover it out of respect. Kisei kovoid. Va'ato tagia v'tasigoisa. And a Jew who is zechet to this alias hamalchus, through Bina, this connection, this tshuva, which combines both shechinas, this bechina of Shabbos, that person is zeche to have revealed, that he reaches up to the kisei hakavod. He reaches up to these secrets of Torah. He's given the privilege of enjoying these secrets of Torah. Next. In other words, here, in this whole chapter, Rabbi Nizal is giving a few different examples of the lower shechina and upper shechina, what they represent, and what things we can do to be zeche, to elevate them, and what we get for it. V'zeh bechinas bereishis. Rabbi Nizal says this whole concept of these two shechinas is also symbolized in the first word in the Torah. Bereishis. Beis reishis. Two reishis. Hainu shnei reishis. V'heim Rosh Hashanah v'nisan. This refers to Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei, and the month of Nisan. Shegam Nisan hu Rosh Hashanah. Because we know that Nisan is also a Rosh Hashanah. It's also the beginning of the year, Rosh Chodoshim. This Shabbos, we had Parshas HaChodesh already. Ve'isa b'tikunim, and it's brought in the Tikkuni Zohar, ve'hi nikras Kabbalah, that this Malchus is called Kabbalah, kad'ihi ben train droyin the Malka. When it's elevated, I'm sorry, ve'hi nikras Kabbalah, this refers to this the secrets of Torah. He refers to the secrets of Torah here, which are called Kabbalah, hidden, when they're found between the two hands of the king. Utrein droyin hem tishrei v'nisan. And the Zohar HaKadosh says these two hands are symbolized by the months of Tishrei and Nisan. V'heim yim. They are the ones who hold on to the secrets of Torah. And what do these 2 months symbolize? What do these two Rushim symbolize? They symbolize tshuva. V'heim yimei tshuva. Ki bom hem yimei tshuva. In Tishrei and Nisan you have yimei tshuva. In Tishrei, it's very simple. You have the Aseres yimei tshuva. Ki benisan asiden ligoel. The Gemara says, just like the Jews were taken out of Mitzrayim, in the month of Nisan, so too the Moshiach is scheduled to come in the month of Nisan. Ve'ein ha-geula el al yidei tshuva. And the Gemara says that the geula is dependent on tshuva. K'mo shekosuv uvo letzion goyel u'leshovei fesha. That when will the goyel come? When will Moshiach come? U'leshovei fesha. When people will do tshuva. So the goyel is supposed to come in Nisan. That must mean that Nisan is a time for tshuva. So that Tishrei and Nisan are both Yemei Tshuva. Therefore, Tishrei and Nisan represent these train drawing the Malka in which Kabbalah is found, in which secrets of Torah is found. V'ikr yediyas ha-Kabbalah, haynu yediyas soydas ha-Torah, hu yelosid. The main revelation of knowledge of secrets of Torah is going to be in the future. She'oz yizgala oiraisa datiko. That's when this deepest secrets of Torah will be revealed. Bebechinas tanug Shabbos. That's going to be the real pleasure of Shabbos. Bebechinas oz tisanag al Hashem. That's when the Jews will be zecha to this uppermost level that's called al Hashem. Kavyochel above Hashem, upon Hashem, like kavyochel the crown of Hashem in a sense. Now Rabbeinu Zal connects it to what he had in the beginning of paragraph Aleph, referring to this shir shalosid lavoi. Tishrei is the word shiras, singing. Veloshin Pesach, and in Nisan, what's the holiday of Nisan? The holiday of Pesach. Pesach. The word Pesach is made up of 2 words. The mouth speaks. K'may shekosuv hashir yihye lochem. The Pasuk says that they'll be zeichet to sing like they sang on the night of the holiday of Pesach, the Targum says on that Pasuk. So we see that both Tishrei and Nisan are both represent this song, this special song. Ki yisar shir v'niguna bi'alma. Because that's when Moshiach comes, that's when there will be aroused this special song, these asorim v'negina. Bebechinas Pesach. The mouth will speak and give forth its coil. Bebechinas leman yizamer chovoid v'loyidim. That the kovoid of Hashem will ring forth in song and there will be no silence. Note, v'loyidim means not to be quiet. Usually you would assume that that means not to be quiet from speaking. Here it says, leman yizamercha v'lo yidoim. So that Pesach also refers to singing, to negina. Hainu Pesach v'lo yidoim daika. Hainu Pesach, that means the mouth is moving. Kovoid zebechinas melech ha-kovoid. And this leman zamercha kovoid here refers to Malchus. Bechinas soro al kol ha'olam. Bechinas shir shelosid. Rabbeinu Zal's tying all of these different concepts in together. That because he spoke earlier about us doing our part to be misak in the Malchus. Here he's showing us that the Aliyah of the Malchus is, there's different ways to do it. One of the most important ways is through tshuva. Through tshuva, you have this toshuv hey, you have this connection to Bina, and the main days of tshuva are Tishrei and Nisan, and that's why Tishrei and Nisan specifically represent the boundaries of the secrets of Torah, the two hands of the king, which hold on to the secrets of Torah, because through tshuva, through Aliyas HaMalchus, a person is zeich to these secrets of Torah, which are symbolized by this song of Losid Lovei, this Tikkun of the Asura Minerigina. All of these things are tied in together. Paragraph Zayin, V'zeh Bechinas Tzitzis. Again, this concept of Malchus, Aliyas HaMalchus, is also symbolized by the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Hainu Bechinas Tcheles, because the most important part of the Tzitzis is the Tcheles. And what is Tcheles? Tcheles is one of the nicknames of the Shechina, because we say, it says in the Chumash that the Hashem is called Eish Oichla, a destructive fire. And the Targum on Eish Oichla is Da'achli Kola V'shatzi Kola. It's a fire that destroys everything in its path. All the goyim and all the klipos, that fire destroys. There's a pasuk we say in Tehillim, Eish lefonov telech usalahi tzoviv tzorov. That kaviochel is a fire that goes in front of a person and burns away all of his enemies. Just like when the Jews traveled through the desert, they had that amud eish that went before them and burned any obstacles in their path. That's the Shechina, this eish oichlo, the achli kola v'shatzi kola. The word tcheles is from this oichla, destruct. Here it means destructive. Ki al yidei hisgalus malchus digdusha yizbatel malchus de sitrachra. Because when the malchus of gdusha is elevated and revealed, then automatically the malchus of tuma is destroyed. Avol Yisroel had, why? Because the malchus of kedusha is like a destructive fire. It's a destructive fire to the goyim. But what is it to the Jews? Avol Yisroel had dvukim bo, whereas Bnei Yisroel, who are attached to the Shechina, yikablu chiyusam. They aren't burned by this fire. For them, this fire is an energy. It's a positive energy. Kama shekosu b'zoyar, as it says in the Zoyar HaKadosh, v'atem hadveikim b'shem alekeichem, chayim kulchem ayoyim. You, the Jews, when you are dovuk to Hashem, when you're dovuk to this fire gives you chayim. Whereas lahaftol, for the goyim, this same fire is a fire of death. Shehu bechinas tcheles. This Hashem alekeichem, the Shechina, is called tcheles. The achli kola v'shatzi kola. It destroys everything. Afal pikein, chayim kulchem ayoyim. Still, for Bnei Yisrael, it gives us life. Ki ikar hachius bo mishom. Because the main chius comes from the Shechina, from the Malchus. Bebechinas, David, Melech Yisrael, chay v'kayim. David, Malchus, gives chayim. We always say that Malchus is dina de Malchus adina. Malchus is mishpot. Malchus is eish, right? It's eish for the non-Jews, for the tuma. For the kedusha, it's a source of life. Malchus is actually a source of life. V'zeh bechinas kala. This is the concept of a Jewish bride. The bride represents, she's the symbol of the Malchus. Why is she called kala? The answer is from this word, tcheles. Da'achli kola v'shatzi kola. Bechinas tcheles, da'achli kola v'shatzi kola. Aval Yisroel had veikim bo choyim v'kayomim. Whereas that's only to the bad. Whereas to the good, to Bnei Yisroel, the Shechina is a source of life. V'zeh bechinas ese kolo b'chol hagoyim. There's a pasuk where Hashem says, I'll cause destruction where? B'chol hagoyim, among all the goyim. Kolo, chof lamed hei, miloshen kala. Again, the kala, the bride, the symbol of the Shechina to the klipais represents destruction. Chola meaning kiloyim, destruction. Whereas to the Jewish people, it's a source of life. V'zeh v'techal Nefesh David. David HaMelech is the symbol of Malchus. He has in it, the Nefesh of David has in it this koyach of Vatechal. Nefesh David, he bechinas tcheles, the achli kola v'shatzi kola. Rabbi Nizal is giving all kinds of definitions and explanations of what the Malchus is all about. That's a lot of what this shir is about. Next. V'zeh bechinas ruach tzofoin hoyom en hasheves bekinor shel David. The Gemara says that David HaMelech had a harp over his bed, and at Chatzos, at midnight, when the north wind starts blowing, it would blow through the strings and it would wake him up. V'hoyom enagin, it would sing and wake him up. Ruach tzofoin zebechinas dinim ugvurois. The north side always represents din, gvura. North is to the left. when you're facing east, we always picture facing towards east, north is on your left, which represents midas. Ze bechinas dinam ugvurois, bechinas tcheles, mishom hanegina. That's where negina comes from. It comes from din, from gvura. The bechinas miknaf ha'oretz zmirois shamano. Where does zmirois come from? Miknaf ha'oretz. Knaf, konof is the tzitzis, the tcheles. The main part of tzitzis is the tcheles. That's where negina comes from. Negina comes from the left side. Who were the ones who sang in the Beis HaMikdash? The Leviim, Midas Hadin, Gvura, Shechina, Bina, Malchus. Miknaf Daika, Shehu Bechinas Tcheles, Vishom Bechinas Ne'im Zmirois Yisrael. That's where the whole koyach of Zmirois comes from that left side. Vizeh Bechinas Hei Dalit Im Yud. This is also the connection to, we said that the Malchus is called the letter Hei, and the letter Hei is composed of a Dalit and a Yud. Dalid zebechinas dalid kanfois. The dalid represents the four corners of the tzitzis, and the yud zebechinas asora mine negina. The yud represents the 10 types of negina. Bechinas zmirois shamanu miknaf horetz zmirois shamanu. Why is he talking about the talis? Why is he talking about the tzitzis and everything? Because one of the things that happens when a person gets married is he starts putting on a talus, as we'll see soon. That's why Rabbeinu Zal included this in the shir, an explanation to show how Malchus is also, because the whole concept of marriage is Aliyas HaMalchus. Therefore, it's shown one of the things that takes place through marriage is this hischatshus of the mitzvah of tzitzis, the fact that he puts on a talus godol. V'seh pirish v'asiris ho'efo soiles lemincho. There's a pasuk in Chumash talking about the Korban Tomid, where it uses these words, a tenth of an eifa, soilis, brought for a korban mincha. Ki ikar koyach hakalo, hainu koyach bechinas tcheles, hi mekabeles mebechinas imo oizifas monoho librato. The kala, we said, symbolizes malchus. Where does she get her main koyach, this fire? Where does the malchus get its fire, which it uses to destroy all the klipais from? It gets it from upstairs, from Bina, from the upper Shechina. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, Ima, the mother, Oizifas, lends, Monoho, its Kalim, Librato, to its daughter, the Malchus. The mother is Bina, the upper Shechina. The daughter is Malchus, the lower Shechina. Ki Bina, Dinin, Misaren, Mina. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, Bina is actually the source of all Din. Vehi Sharoshan, that's the origin. She'al yodo nimtokin, and the sweetening of din also takes place, bedafkin bina. V'zeh vayis atzev eliboy, that's why that when the Torah speaks about midas hadin atzvus, it says, where is atzvus? In the heart, bina. Bebechinas dinen misarimino. Vayoymer eliboy loy oisifoid lekalel. And after the mabul, when Hashem decided no more din, the hamtoka sadim was also in the heart. Vayomer el liboy lo yosef lekalel. The origin, the beginning of midas sadin is in the heart, which is bina, which is the upper shechina. Therefore, the sweetening of din also has to take place in its place of origin, which is bina, the heart. Vayomer el liboy lo yosef lekalel. Bebechinas hamtoka sadinim bisharoshon. That's this concept of sweetening din in its shoresh. V'zeh pirish v'asiris ho'efa. Rabbeinu Zal explains, efa is made up of two words, a peh, malchus peh. The peh hey stands for the mouth, which is symbolic of malchus. Bechinas kvoid elikim, melech hakovoid. Kad ihi, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, kad ihi slikas, when the malchus starts rising up, malochayo, shoalin begino, the malochim ask about her, e po, what's it doing up here? How did it get up here so high? Aye mekoim kevoidoi, they ask that aye. So the word efo is e po, e pe. How did the malchus come so high? And the Bir Likutim writes that a, aleph yud, is the aleph yud that we spoke about earlier. That Oviv, we said, was Aleph im Beis and Yud im Beis, which represented the Aliyah of the two Batim, the upper Shechina and the lower, the upper Shechina and lower Shechina being lifted up by these two letters specifically, the Aleph and the Yud. That's this Eifoi, Eifa. The Asiris. What does the Asiris symbolize? Zebchinas Yud, Bechinas Kedusha. The number 10 always represents Kedusha. Hainu, Kisheroitz in Lahamshich Kedusha Lataycha Malchus. When a person wants to take the Malchus and draw Kedusha into it, Kedei Lahalo Isoisa, as we spoke earlier about the Dalid and the Yud, shining the Yud, the 10, into the Dalid, the Malchus, in order to elevate it, Bebechinas a peh, he wants to push the malchus up so that the malachim will say a peh. How does he do it? Through soiles lemincha belula bashemen tzorech lechaber shnei batim liyosechod. The person has to unite the two batim, the two shchinas. Besa ilo nikra soiles lemincha. The upper shchina, which is called the upper bayis, is called soiles lemincha. Mincha zebechinas dinim. Mincha, we know, represents din. It's the part of the day where the sun starts going down, which is symbolic of midas adin. Bechinas Yitzchak tiken tfilas mincha. We know that Yitzchak Avinu is the one who gave us mincha, and Yitzchak represents midas adin. Pachad Yitzchak, it's called. Soiles loshen solisa kol shoyge mechukecha. Soiles means to trample. You trampled all those who strayed from your laws. Shebeisa ilo mamtik umeshaber hadinim. So soiles lemincha is symbolic of the upper shechina. Mincha, we said, is midas hadin, which originates in the upper shechina, and soiles represents the fact that that din is nimtak in its shoyrish. Bebechinas mi yemalel gevuras Hashem. There's a pasuk that says who will yemalel means to speak. Who is worthy of speaking the strength of Hashem? And the Zohar Kodesh says, Yemalel also means to crush. Me, Yemalel Gevuros Hashem. Me represents Bina, which is the source of Din. That's also where the Gevuros Hashem gets crushed up. That's where the Din is Nimtak also, in me, in Bina. V'tzorich sheyuvlal beisa ilom beisa tator. And what has to be done is you have to blend together and mix together the upper bayis and the lower bayis, the upper shechina and the lower shechina. The lower shechina is called hanikro shemen. The lower shechina is called shemen, bechinas malchus David. We know that the Jewish kings, their kingdom was always established through oil, being anointed with oil. Therefore Hashem anointed you with oil of simcha. And through that, the person converts dalids into hays. That's the aliyah samalchus. In other words, Rabbeinu Zal is emphasizing here that if a person wants to bring about an aliyah for the malchus, they need to know that the way it's done is by plugging the Malchus into its source, which is the upper Shechina, plugging Malchus into Bina. One of the ways that that's done, we said, is through Tfila Bekavona, the mouth and the heart, making that Kesher between upper Shechina and lower Shechina. Other ways are the ways he spoke about here. The Mitzvah Tzitzis was one, Talis was an example of a connection between the lower Shechina and upper Shechina, and all the other, the Shira, all the different things he mentioned here. Now Rabbi Azal says, "V'ze pirish la'shemesh som oil bohem v'hu kechosan yoytze michuposo." Again, this pasuk talks about a chosan. Rabbi Azal says, "Ki atzadik nikro shemesh." The tzadik is called the sun. K'maimer Chazal, as the Gemara says, "Ad sheloy shoko shimshay shel Eli zorcho shimshay shel Shmuel." The Gemara says that before Hashem extinguished the light of one tzaddik, he already had turned on the light of the second tzaddik. And the Gemara refers to them as sons, the light of the sun. V'zorach ha-shemesh u'bo ha-shemesh. The Gemara quotes that pasuk. So we see that tzaddikim are referred to as shemesh, the light of the sun. Uzrichosoi shela tzaddik, haynu hasagosoi, eino yela al yedei Yisrael. The ability of a tzaddik to understand the deep secrets of Torah, the shine of the tzaddik, is dependent on Klal Yisrael. K'maymar, as the Gemara says, on the Pasuk, Lech Reid Ki Shichei Samcha, when the Jews were worshipping the golden calf, and Moshe Rabbeinu was up in heaven, and Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to leave now, you have to go down, because the people have destroyed. Because they did an Avera, you have to go down. The Gemara says, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Klum nosati lecha gedula ela bishvil Yisrael. The only reason why I gave you greatness is for the Jewish people. If they do something to become unworthy of the greatness, then you, Moshe Rabbeinu, can't have the greatness. So we see, therefore, that the ability of a tzaddik to see, the ability of a tzaddik to be masig hasogos, is dependent on Am Yisrael. V'zehu oihel bohem. Lashemesh som oihel bohem. The tzaddik, his oihel, his glow, his shine, is dependent on bohem, the Jewish people. Rabbi Nezal says, oihel loshen zrichosoi. The word oihel in this case represents the shine. Kemoi behiloi neiroi al roishi. It says his candle shines on my head. The word behiloi is miloshen. The word oihel is miloshen behiloi in this case. So the ability of the tzaddik to see is dependent is oihel bohem is dependent on Bnei Yisrael. Vezehu bohem al yidei Yisrael. And when the Jews, chas v'shalom, get involved in wisdoms of the goyim, azai noifel hatzadik mehasagosoi, this causes the tzaddik to lose his ability to be masik, to achieve high understanding of deep things. V'nischape v'niskasa hasagosoi, the hasaga, the tzaddik, is covered up. It becomes hidden from him. And when the Jews leave the wisdoms of the goyim, when they walk away from the wisdoms of the goyim, azai v'hu kechoson yoytzei michuposoi, then the tzaddik is able to go out from the thing that was covering him. Hatzaddik yoytzei mehachupo v'hamichse shehoi yolayad achshav. The tzaddik is able to crawl out from that which was covering him up and blocking him from seeing the light, in a sense. V'oz yosis kegibor lo rutzoi rach. And then the tzaddik runs. Why? Ki hatzadikim heim giborei koyach oisei dvoroi lishmoi bekol dvoroi. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that tzadikim, when the pasuk says Baruch Hu Hashem Malochov giborei koyach oisei dvoroi, it refers to tzadikim. They are referred to as giborim. Ki tzorich his gabrus kedei lorutz oirach hazeh sho yicholim leilech bizman hazeh sho Yisrael nizoifim. Because the tzadik has to make up for lost time now. Whenever the Jews are bad, they get involved in chochmas chitzonius and things, and the tzaddik is blocked from his hasoga for a certain period of time. When that cover is removed, he wants to make up for that lost time. He wants to run and do 10 times as much, cover 10 times as much ground, to make up for that time when it was blocked from him. Va'achshov rotzim b'mehirus godoil zeh haderech. So that now the tzaddik runs that path. The hisgabrus hazois he bechinas tzitzis, and this hisgabrus of the tzaddik is symbolized by the concept of tzitzis, bechinas tcheles, bechinas makifin. In this case, we said that the tzitzis represents a fire. Again, a fire is something that spreads quickly. Once it starts, it moves quickly. Bechinas makifin, and the tzitzis also represents something that encircles a person, surrounds him on all sides. Makifin, referring to this higher hasoga. Vze miktzei hashamayim moitzoi uskufosoi bechinas makifin. This refers to the makifin of the tzaddik, those deep hasogos that he wanted to achieve. Vim bechinas tcheles hazois mechalin v'shatzim ho'akum. And through this koyach of tcheles that the tzaddik has, he uses that to destroy the klipois. B'b'chinas ki ese kolo b'chol hagoyim. He causes a wipeout among all the klipois and tumas. V'ze v'ein nistor mechamosoi. Nothing can hide from his anger, from his fire. Mechamosoi ze b'chinas kalo. Kamashikosov, kale bechemo, kale veinemoi. This chemo, this anger, is an anger of destruction which the tzaddik uses to destroy all of these forms of tumah. Vaideze zoichem lahasoga seraisa datiko. And then there zoiche to be masig these deep secrets of Torah, bebechinas oinig Shabbos kanal, referring to the pleasure of Shabbos. Again, Rabbeinu Zal said this shir on a Shabbos. That's why he keeps mentioning how Shabbos is also the source of getting to all of these things. The Torah of Hashem, which is solid, which is 100% complete, untouched in a sense, this refers to the Torah of Atik, the deepest Torah, Shehi Tmimo Adayin, Shadayin Lo Hisiku Mimeno Klum. The Yidden haven't been zeich yet to be masig any of it at all. Meshivas Nefesh, Zebechinas Shabbos, Kivoi Shovas Vainofash. The Pasuk says, Meshivas Nefesh, that refers to Shabbos, which has this koyach of Vainofash, of refreshing the Nefesh, this whole concept of the Nefesh Yisera. Now Rabbein Ezal explains, V'ze tam lomo sholachas hakalo lahachosin talis. This is the reason also why the bride gives a gift to her husband, a talis, when they get engaged, when they're going to be married. Ki hatzadik mekabel gevurosoi al yedei Yisroel. This symbolizes the talis, we said, represented the tzitzis, the tcheles, the achli kola v'shatzi kola, that ability to destroy. Where does the tzaddik get his koyach from, we said? From the people. The tzaddik's hasogo, which is dependent, hasogo's oyer, which is dependent on this eish, in a sense, this destructive fire, he gets it from the yidden, we said. It's dependent upon them. Therefore, in this case, the bride, who represents the Jewish people, she represents the malchus, the shechina, the Jewish people, she's the one who gives him the talis. Ki atzadik mekabel gvurosoy al yidei Yisroel. Kamoshikosim, as we said, la shemesh som oihel bohem. The shemesh, the tzadik, receives his oihel, his oyer lohem, through from them, from the people. Here also the kala is the one who gives the chos and the talis. This is why one of the things that they used to sing in those times at the chasna was Ella, Ella, Ella. That was the word that was used. Al Shem, He, Ho'oila. The word Ella, Ayin Lamed Hayes, Miloshin Aliyah. The Malchus going up. Ki Hasimcha, He Belave. Kamashikosov, Nosata Simcha Belibi. V'ze Bechinas, Mi Zois Oila. Mi Im Zois Oila. Because at a wedding, there's singing. The singing is simcha. The simcha is in the lave. We said that when the lave, which is the upper shechina, when it's nisoirer, it takes up with it that lower shechina, that zois. Mi im zois oila. Oila is this lashon of ele. This word that they sing at the chasna symbolizes the aliyah for the two shechinas. Uzmiroi shemezamrim ala chasna, and the singing that takes place at a wedding, Ze hey, that represents this hey that we spoke about. Dalit im yud, shir poshet. The dalit is the shir poshet kofel meshulish meruba, and the yud represents the asara min enegina. The ze shetsoyekin Shabbos. This is why they yell Shabbos, which it seems was also a custom in those days at weddings. Shabbos symbolizes the deep secrets of Torah, which a person is zeichet to through this aliyah for the Shechina. And this, that they throw money at a wedding, they throw coins when they say, when they yell this Shabbos. Kiboy raisa shela achshov yesh yemin usmoil. Rabbi Nazal explains, the Torah that we learn today is on a lower level. Our Torah is on a level where it's still shayach to say a concept of a left side and a right side. Ubismola oisher. And we know that the pasuk says, oirech yomim biyamina, ubismola oisher bechavoid. That on the right side you have long life, on the left side you have wealth. Avol ba'atika, but when a person is zoicha to a much higher level of Torah, the level that's called Atiko, less smoil, the less oisher tamon. The Zohar HaKadosh says that in Atik, in Keser, there's no concept of a right side and a left side. When we come to the lower levels, Chochma and Bina, there's a concept of a right side and a left side. When you go up to Keser, in Keser, there is no right and left. There's no left. Vefo ubishvil ze kisheshoim in Yisrael besuras hatoiro datiko. When the Jews hear them saying Shabbos, which is symbolic of this higher level of Torah, noisnen es hamois, they give up their money. They throw money. Ki ein tzorech lamois, because on that level there's no left side, meaning there's no need for money. Because in Olam Haba, there's no food and drink, there's no need for money, there's no need for gashmias. That's what's symbolized at a wedding. When they throw money at the wedding, it represents the fact that there's this aliyah for the malchus going up to the level of atikos timor. And over there, there's no left, there's no money. In other words, we're ridding ourselves of the money. That's what it represents. V'zeh pirush. Malchei tzvokois yidoidun. It says that the heavenly angels jump, they move. Hainu hatzadikim shehem malochov giborei koyach shehem medadin b'merutzo b'mehirus kedei loru tzorach. This refers to the tzadikim. Could be this is talking about the dancing. Yeah, he's going to say in a minute that this is rikudim. When a person dances, they're moving quickly. The dancing at the wedding, Rabbi Nizal said, symbolized the tzaddik running to make up for that lost time when the hasoga was covered up from him due to the problems of Klal Yisrael. We said when Yisrael got Bnei Yisrael are involved in Chochm Schitzonius, the hasoga is covered up from the tzaddik. When they crawl out of Chochm Schitzonius, the cover is removed and the tzaddik starts running. That's the symbol of these rikudin at the wedding, where the people run. V'zeh rikudim, unevas bayis techalek sholol. This pasuk says, nevas bayis, which represents the bride, techalek sholol, distributes wealth, gives out money. That at a wedding, when there's this nevas bayis, they throw money. V'yisroel heim mechalkem amois. The Jews give out money. Lohoirois she'ein tzorech lamois. To show that they don't feel a need for the money anymore. Why? Because they're on this high level of Atik. Ve'ein shom bebechinas atiko smoil. And on the level of Atik, there's no left side. Rabbi Nizal says now, Bayis techalek sholol Rosh Tevis Shabbos. The first letters of Bayis techalek sholol is Rosh Tevis Shabbos, because Shabbos represents that time in the week when the Yid is zeicha to that higher level learning, that Torah of Atika stimo. Inyan acher, another reason for this throwing money at a wedding, Lohoyrois Vatronus Godoil Boze Shebachalkin Mois, to show a tremendous level of being a sport, that I'm willing to be mavater on the money. Lohoyrois Shehakalo Hibachinas Hey. The Kalo represents the Shechina, which is the letter Hey. Shemidalid Nasis Hey. Through marriage, the Malchus is elevated from Dalid to the level of Hey. Shaidezebo Ashirus Godoil. When there's an aliyah for the malchus, this leads to a tremendous ashirus. Bebechinois v'harikoisi lochem brocho ad balidai ad sheyivlu sifsaisecha milamardai. There's this tremendous brocha that's given. Shemechalkin amois moire shehigiu lezois habrocha. When people throw away money, or they give out money, that shows that they feel they've been given this brocha. When a person's very, very rich, change isn't of any big value to them. So they're showing that they believe they receive this bracha of Ashirus. Asirus shubachinas a per hainu shebolu piem. The word eifoi, we said before, Asirus so eifo. We said Eifa was what the Malachim say when they see the Shechina going up. They say, "A Peh, how is this Peh, Malchus Peh, going up so high?" Now Rabbi Nizal gives another interpretation. A Peh means that the Peh got lost. Where is the Peh, meaning the Peh got lost? How did it get lost? The Pasuk says, "At sheyivlu sifs." The Gemara says, "At sheyivlu sifsaisechem ilamar da varikoyselechem brocha." At sheyivlu sifsaisehem. Yivlu also means to become used up, destroyed. Hainu shebolu pihem miloimar dai. The Peh got destroyed from saying dai so many times. Sheyesh lehem kol kach ashirus. They have such a tremendous brocha of ashirus. Why? Whenever there's an aliyah for the malchus, it results in this tremendous ashirus. Just like when the Jews went out of Mitzrayim, which represented a tremendous aliyah for the Malchus Dikdusha, Hashem was acknowledged, you know, Hashem's kingdom was recognized by all the nations around the world, we see immediately that it resulted in ashirus. Just like in the story of the Avedas Bas Melech, the first story in Sipuri Maisius, that when it came, once he was holding, by finding the Bas Melech, by redeeming her, we see he was zechah to a tremendous ashirus. It was Har Shel Zohov Mivtzar Shel Margolius. And the Beis HaMikdash itself, which is the center of this Aliyas HaMalchus, Beis Eiloh, Beis HaTator, we said before, was referring to the Beis HaMikdash. There you had this tremendous, tremendous ashirus that was there. Right, Holach Ma'anya, Di Achol Avosona, that the Hey is actually Di, Dalid Yud. It's, the Hey represents something which was originally in a state of Oini, the Malchus was in a state of Oini, and it got its tikkun by being Mamshech, the Yud, into the Dalid. Rav Nosson Zal just adds here, Mi Simin Lamed Beis, Adkan, Kol Zehu Loshen Rabbeinu Zal Levad. From Torah Lamed Beis, till here, was the wording of Rabbeinu Zal. That's why the wording was much tighter, you know, less explanation, sharp. Levad be'ezel mekoymois shehoisavti sham tzas dvorim kifima sheshamati ve'evanti mipiv HaKodesh. Except for a couple of little places where I inserted an explanation, Rav Nosson Zal says. Either I inserted an explanation, which I understood from his words, or I understood from his writings, kiner sham kolech mekoymois. Wherever Rav Nosson Zal inserted an explanation, it's written over there. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds, Oid Shamati Dvorim Ashiach Matera Zois Vezehu. There's one more paragraph, like an appendix, actually two paragraphs, that are going to be an appendix to this Torah. Baruch Hashem, we'll hold it here for now.